Blackstone Publishing presents Dideytown World by F. Paul Wilson. This book is read by Greg Tremblay. Forward. Dideytown World began back in 1984 with a novella, Dideytown Girl, inspired by an opening hook that had lain fallow in my notebook for years. The plot, characters, tone, milieu, just about everything in the story sprang from that one sentence. It opens section 4 if you're interested. I originally intended the novella as a short story, 5, maybe 6,000 words tops, a quiet little SF tribute to Raymond Chandler, whose work has given me such pleasure over the years. I was going to use all the cliches, the down-and-out private eye, his seedy friends, the tired, seamy city, the bar hangout, the ruthless mobster, the whore with the heart of gold. The working title was Lies, because that's mostly what it's about. We all say we revere the truth, but sometimes a lie can be stronger than the truth, better than the truth. There are vital lies, the ones that can give you hope, can give you the strength to keep going when the truth would break you. And sometimes, under the right circumstances, a lie can become the truth. I said it in the far future, one I had developed for the Laneg Federation science fiction series, 4 novels and a handful of shorts. But Lies was going to be different. Rather than bright and full of hope, like its predecessors, this story was going to be set on the grimy, disillusioned underbelly of that future. I wanted to move through the Laneg Earth at ground level, take a hard look at the social fallout of the food shortages, the population control measures, the wires into the pleasure centers of the brain, things I'd glossed over or mentioned only in passing before. But despite the downbeat milieu, the story would be about freedom, friendship, and self-esteem. Beneath its hard-boiled voice, its seamy settings and violent events, cyber PI sci-fi, as Forry Ackerman might have called it, were characters trying to maintain or re-establish a human connection. I disappeared into the story, so much so that it came in at 3 times the projected length with a new title, Dideytown Girl. A novella. One that none of the SF magazines wanted because it was too much like detective fiction, and which the detective mags rejected because it was sci-fi. I began to fear that my ugly duckling hybrid would be doomed to perpetual orphanhood. But thanks to Jim Bayon and Betsy Mitchell, it found a home in one of the Far Frontiers anthologies. From there, it went on to reach the Nebula Awards final ballot for Best Novella of the Year. It didn't win, but just seeing it listed was sweet vindication.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?